Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. How are you today?
I am well. Who's this?
This is Sarah Lee calling from Divide, Colorado.
What do you do?
I am a high school English teacher in beautiful Woodland Park, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful place. That's in the, is that in the mountains there?
It is. We're pretty close to 10,000 feet, actually.
Really?
So, yes, sir.
So you're dizzy most of the time.
Right. It's not just the high school students.
I understand. Sarah, it is nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Sarah's topic?
Free parking is worth every penny.
Parking is expensive. It costs so much to park here in downtown Chicago, for instance, that when Bill Curtis gets here to do the show, he just abandons his car out front and then buys a new one when he leaves. This week we read a story of someone going to extreme lengths just to get free parking. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick that real one. You'll win our prize. Call Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Oh, I am so ready.
You sound ready. Let's hear first from Peter Gross.
In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, local artist Stephen Diskin is very popular. For the city's Winter Wonderland Festival this week, he offered to do a large-scale citywide art installation and set to work making the entire town look like the board of his favorite game, Monopoly. Several locations lent themselves to some obvious choices: the four local railroad tracks, the town's boardwalk, even a home and garden store owned by a man named Jeff Marvin, which was turned into Marvin Gardens. Then Diskin made an interesting choice. He cordoned off an area in front of his house on a busy downtown street and painted the words "free parking." Then he started parking there and not putting any money in the meter. Then he got a ticket, which he ignored, and then he got another, which he also ignored. And then a third ticket, after which he claimed he was being targeted by the police and sued the town for harassment. After a heated exchange with a meter maid in which Mr. Diskin told her she had, quote, a monopoly on fascism, police had no choice but to tell Mr. Diskin to go directly to jail, not to pass go, and not to collect $200. Diskin finally relented and paid the $750 in parking tickets, but his financial fortunes are turning around since he recently came in second place in a beauty contest and walked home with a prize of $10.
An artist creates a citywide Monopoly set just so he can have free parking in front of his house. Your next story of someone trying to save money on parking comes from Amy Dickinson.
English legend says that the wizard Merlin built the massive stone circle Stonehenge for King Arthur. Giants allegedly helped the wizard to put the stones in place. John Rothwell was just another regular John in the 1980s, knocking around his tiny apartment and riding with the motorcycle gang, the Gravediggers, when he found a book on Arthurian legend and was overwhelmed by the similarities between him and King Arthur. Arthur was a mythic king, a sword puller, and a ruler of the Round Table. John was a biker, a family man, and owned a kitchen table. And so Rothwell had his name legally changed to King Arthur Pendragon. He became a druid and started offering random knighthoods to minor celebrities. He immediately started claiming all that was rightfully his, including Stonehenge. The mythical King Arthur saved the kingdom from the Saxons and tethered his horse to Stonehenge whenever he felt like it. Reincarnated King Arthur Pendragon wants a place to park his Kawasaki and has spent years petitioning the court for the most coveted prize of all the realm, a free parking spot at Stonehenge during the summer solstice. This week, he was finally granted a full day of court time to state his case. Legal watchers worry that if modern King Arthur wins his case, this will pave the way for reincarnated Shakespeare to take reincarnated Christopher Marlowe to court for defamation, or for ghost Richard Burton to divorce Liz Taylor all over again.
A man proclaiming himself to be the reincarnation of King Arthur just so he can get free parking at Stonehenge. Your last story of a fight for parking freedom comes from Roy Blunt Jr.
When Frida Fart, F-A-R-D-T, of Akron, Ohio, married Kim Lee Park of that city, she thought her life would change. And it did. When she met people, she no longer had to say, "I'm Frida Fart." causing them to crack up or say, go right ahead, or wait till I'm upwind. However, her new name, Frieda Park, has gone to her head. She has been parking illegally with abandon, driving through parking lot barriers, tearing up parking tickets from her own windshield and other people's windshields, and even tampering with parking meters. I wanted to get some satisfaction from my new name, she told a circuit court judge this week, because I suffered so much from my old name. I am sympathetic, said the judge, the Honorable Hugh Jorgen. But he fined Frieda Park and cautioned her to stop doing what she was doing.
All right, here then are your choices from Peter Gross. An artist creates a town-wide Monopoly game, perhaps just so he can have the free parking space in front of his own house. From Amy, a man claims to be an ancient druid reincarnated so he can get free parking at Stonehenge. Or from Roy Blunt, the somewhat sad story of the former Frieda Fart, now Frieda Park, who's trying to act as if she is, in fact, Frieda Park.
That's more or less it.
Yeah. Well, you must choose, Sarah, which it's going to be.
The Stonehenge, the King Arthur.
That would be Amy's story of the man who claims to be Uther Pendragon reincarnated. Well, we actually, to bring you the real answer, spoke with the person who was seeking this parking privilege.
What they're actually doing is closing off all the roads in and around Stonehenge and then charging us three times the amount they would charge you as a tourist.
That was King Arthur Pendragon himself. Turns out you can get King Arthur on the phone. He is a senior druid at Stonehenge. He went to court this week to press his claim for free parking. Congratulations, Sarah. You got it right. You've earned a point for Amy. But more importantly, you have won for yourself the finest prize in public radio, the voice of Carl Castle. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you so much. It was such a joy to talk to you all.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.